This episode is brought to you by IVP. Before we faithfully engage in our communities, how do we need to first disrupt ourselves? Check out the newest season of the Disruptors podcast, hosted by Caitlin Schess. Through her compelling conversations with guests such as Tyler Burns, Andy Kolber, Walter Kim, and many more, Schess unpacks the ways that Christians need to prepare themselves spiritually, emotionally, and relationally in order to effectively disrupt the church and the world. Watch The Disruptors on the IVP YouTube channel or listen on your favorite streaming platform. This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Numbers chapter 31, the Midianite War. The Lord spoke to Moses, exact vengeance for the Israelites from the Midianites. After that, you will be gathered to your people. So Moses spoke to the people, arm men from among you for the war to attack the Midianites and to execute the Lord's vengeance on Midian. You must send to the battle 1,000 men from every tribe throughout all the tribes of Israel. So 1,000 from every tribe, 12,000 armed for battle in all, were provided out of the thousands of Israel. Campaign against the Midianites. So Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 from every tribe, with Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, who was in charge of the holy articles and the signal trumpets. They fought against the Midianites as the Lord commanded Moses, and they killed every male. They killed the kings of Midian in addition to those slain, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, five Midianite kings. They also killed Balaam, son of Beor, with the sword. The Israelites took the women of Midian captive along with their little ones and took all their herds, all their flocks, and all their goods as plunder. They burned all their towns where they lived and all their encampments. They took all the plunder and all the spoils, both people and animals. They brought the captives and the spoils and the plunder to Moses, to Eleazar the priest, and to the Israelite community, to the camp on the Rift Valley plains of Moab, along the Jordan River, across from Jericho. Moses, Eleazar the priest, and all the leaders of the community went out to meet them outside the camp. The death of the Midianite women. But Moses was furious with the officers of the army, the commanders over thousands and commanders over hundreds who had come from service in the war. Moses said to them, "Have you allowed all the women to live? Look, these people, through the counsel of Balaam, caused the Israelites to act treacherously against the Lord in the matter of Peor, which resulted in the plague among the community and the Lord. Now therefore kill every boy and kill every woman who has been intimate with a man in bed, but all the young women who have not experienced a man's bed will be yours." Purification after battle. Any of you who has killed anyone or touched any of the dead, remain outside the camp for 7 days. Purify yourselves and your captives on the third day and on the seventh day. You must purify each garment and everything that is made of skin, everything made of goat's hair, and everything made of wood. Then Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who had gone into the battle, "This is the ordinance of the law that the Lord commanded Moses. Only the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that may stand the fire, you are to pass through the fire, and it will be ceremonially clean, but it must still be purified with the water of purification. Anything that cannot withstand the fire, you must pass through the water. You must wash your clothes on the seventh day, and you will be ceremonially clean, and afterward you may enter the camp." The distribution of spoils. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "You and Eleazar the priest and all the family leaders of the community, take the sum of the plunder that was captured, both people and animals. Divide the plunder into two parts, one for those who took part in the war, who went out to battle, and the other for all the community. You must exact a tribute for the Lord from the fighting men who went out to battle, one life out of 500 from the people, the cattle, and from the donkeys and the sheep. You are to take it from their half share and give it to Eleazar the priest for a raised offering to the Lord. From the Israelites' half share, you are to take one portion out of the 50 of the people, the cattle, the donkeys, and the sheep, from every kind of animal, and you are to give them to the Levites who are responsible for the care of the Lord's tabernacle." So Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded Moses. The spoil that remained of the plunder that the fighting men had gathered was 675,000 sheep, 72,000 cattle, 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 young women who had not experienced a man's bed. The half portion of those who went to war numbered 337,500 sheep. The Lord's tribute from the sheep was 675. The cattle numbered 36,000. The Lord's tribute was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. The people were 16,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 32 people. So Moses gave the tribute, which was the Lord's raised offering, to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. From the Israelites' half share that Moses had separated from the fighting men, there were 337,500 sheep from the portion belonging to the community, 36,000 cattle, 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 people. From the Israelites' share, Moses took one of every 50 people and animals and gave them to the Levites who were responsible for the care of the Lord's tabernacle, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Then the officers who were over the thousands of the army, the commanders over thousands, and the commanders over hundreds approached Moses and said to him, "Your servants have taken account of the men who were in the battle, who were under our authority, and not one is missing. So we have brought as an offering for the Lord what each man found, gold ornaments, armlets, bracelets, signet rings, earrings, and necklaces to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord." Moses and Eleazar, the priest, took the gold from them and all of it in the form of ornaments. All the gold of the offering they offered up to the Lord from the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds weighed 16,750 shekels. Each soldier had taken plunder for himself. So Moses and Eleazar, the priest, received the gold from the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds and brought it into the tent of meeting as a memorial for the Israelites before the Lord. New Testament reading, John chapter 6, verses 60 through 71. Many followers depart. Then many of his disciples, when they heard these things, said, "This is a difficult saying. Who can understand it?" When Jesus was aware that his disciples were complaining about this, he said to them, "Does this cause you to be offended? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? The Spirit is the one who gives life. Human nature is of no help. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had already known from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. So Jesus added, "Because of this, I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has allowed him to come." Peter's confession. After this, many of his disciples quit following him and did not accompany him any longer. So Jesus said to the 12, "You don't want to go away too, do you?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus replied, "Didn't I choose you, the 12, and yet one of you is a devil?" Now he said this about Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. For Judas, one of the 12, was going to betray him. Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. Breaking human traditions. Then Pharisees and experts in the law came from Jerusalem to Jesus and said, "Why do your disciples disobey the tradition of the elders? For they don't wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, "And why do you disobey the commandment of God? Because of your tradition. For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and whoever insults his father or mother must be put to death. But you say, 'If someone tells his father or mother, whatever help you would have received from me is given to God, he does not need to honor his father.' You have nullified the word of God on account of your tradition. Hypocrites!
Isaiah prophesied correctly about you when he said, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and they worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." True defilement. Then he called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What defiles a person is not what goes into the mouth. It is what comes out of the mouth that defiles a person." Then the disciples came to him and said, "Do you know that when the Pharisees heard this saying, they were offended?" And he replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted." Leave them. They are blind guides. If someone who is blind leads another who is blind, both will fall into a pit. But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Jesus said, "Even after all this, are you still so foolish? Don't you understand that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and then passes out into the sewer? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these things defile a person. For out of the heart come evil ideas, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are the things that defile a person. It is not eating with unwashed hands that defiles a person." This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Thank you for your word, O God, that illumines our minds and our spirits, O God. Shows us, O Lord God, where we have fallen short and where we still have room to grow. It shows us, O God, where your grace and mercy, O God, have kept us and have been with us till this very moment. As we read about war, O God, in the Old Testament, Lord, I can't not help, O Lord God, but to think about the wars that are raging even now in Tigray, in Ethiopia, Lord God. The bombs raining down, O God, in Somalia, O Lord God, and in Yemen, and in Ukraine and Russia. God, I pray for all victims of wars, O Lord, that you would be a hedge of protection. I pray, O God, that you would stop the senseless violence, O Lord God, that is war. War shows us, O God, just the depravity, O Lord God, that is just so common among humanity, O God. I pray for peace to reign all over the globe, O Lord God. Please stop the weapons of war and be near to all who are trying to escape, O Lord God, to safe pastures, O Lord God. Be with every refugee, O Lord God. Be near, O God, to the Africans, O God, who are experiencing discrimination, O Lord God, as they are trying to flee from Ukraine, O God, for their very lives. Would you give them safe passage, O Lord God? Would you, O Lord God, be merciful to them, O Lord? Lord, as I think about this New Testament reading, O Lord God, and think about your question, O God, to the disciples who left you and those who remain, Will you leave me too? That's my own remix, O God, but that was the tenor, O God, of that question. Are you offended too? Help us, O Lord God, not to ever be offended by you to the point that we will walk away from you, O Lord God. Would you help us, O Lord God, that even in times when we're offended by you, O God, or we're disappointed, O God, that things have not gone the way that they ought, or we don't understand, or we feel away about what's happening in our lives, would you help us to still, would you keep us in your grip, O God? And thank you for the reminder, O God, that there's nothing outside of us that can defile us, O Lord. It is what comes out of us that defiles us. Would you help us to restrain that evil, to turn away from wickedness and licentiousness, O Lord God, and embrace prudence, O Lord God, and holiness, O Lord, and love, a deep and abiding love, O Lord, for you first, O Lord, and for our neighbor. God, I pray this all in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.